You are tuned into the Bernard Bergen podcast.
Because a lot of times we show up for training, a lot of times we show up for our next big opportunity, and without knowing it, we show up with training wheels. We show up wanting so much more assistance than we need, and without knowing it, it slows us down from progressing in the areas that we need to progress in life. So I'll share a bit from my military desk, a bit from my life, and then I'll challenge you guys to share from your past and from your life and project to where you're going in the future. A Toyota Up Armor Hilux is an over 1-ton tactical vehicle, and it's designed to provide the highest level of security while maintaining a discreet profile. And it's usually sold in Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. You can't buy one in the US. Now, the armor on the Hilux is rated B6. And what B6 means is it can stop every type of fired projectile except armor-piercing rounds. Now, one of the most nuanced missions of my life was an extraction. And I was attached to a special forces team, and we had to extract this target and get back to base. Now, we were armed, we were dangerous, but we had not been cleared to engage on foreign soil. So if we were caught, there would be no immediate rescue. Now, as one of the designated drivers, I was not allowed to leave the vehicle. And when I was given that instruction, it was like, until you return to base, you are not allowed to leave the vehicle. And once that vehicle got moving, we had to maintain speeds of over 160 kilos an hour. And if you could do the conversion, that's 100 miles per hour driving a 1-ton vehicle. Now, when you serve in the military, you do a lot of training. You're trained for a lot of things. But every now and then, you face something that blurs the lines between what you were trained to do and what you have to do. Now, most people have never driven a vehicle at 100 miles per hour. Now, put yourself in my shoes. Driving a vehicle at over 100 miles per hour when your life depends on it and the lives of your passengers depend on it. Another part of my mission brief was treat everything like a threat to mission success. That means if people are in the road, dogs are crossing the road, no matter what's going on, treat everything like a threat to mission success. Again, there are things that blur the lines between what you're trained to do and what you have to do. And navigating that space in the middle is what we're going to discuss on tonight's call. So firstly, let me share this though. There's times that you're training or your perceived need for training literally holds you back from tapping into your instincts that would allow you to find your balance and truly level up and thrive. And here's a visual for you. Yesterday, I'm sitting on my front porch and I'm watching three adults teach a four-year-old how to ride a bike that had training wheels on it. There was one adult on each pedal turning the pedals, and one adult in the back pushing the bike. I was trying hard not to judge, but that was a hard moment not to judge. Here's what you need to hear. No matter how well-intentioned your coaches, teachers, and trainers are, they can't teach you everything. Some things you will have to figure out for yourself, not only how to get it done, but what success for you really looks like. You will have to make mistakes. You will have to fall down. You'll have to fall down and climb back to your feet. Sometimes you will have to stand in the face of extreme adversity, even though internally you're shaking. Your knees might be a little wobbly. Your legs might be a little shaky. Or you might just be battered and bruised, sometimes even bleeding, and you're still going to have to face what you have to face to tap into where you're going. And there's no training for that. There's no coaching for that. There's no mentorship for that. You're on a mission that you are the only one who has ever seen. And guys, that is beyond scary. That's so scary, you just stop being afraid. Because the only thing that matters to you is going forward. Now, for some of you men, that's fatherhood. You were never trained to be a father, to be a leader in the home, to love your child as your child showed up. And you might have that special child, that child who just demands more of you. More of your time, more of your energy, more of your wisdom, more of your leadership. And you're like, man, how do I stay committed to this when I have never seen this done before? Now, for some of you, it's marriage. You didn't have a father in your life telling you, love your wife. You didn't have a father showing you how to love a woman. You didn't have someone consistently modeling what you can be as a husband. Or maybe you're on second marriage 101 and nobody has taught you how to navigate that. So you need to learn how to figure that out kind of on your own. And you're struggling even with the idea of staying in the fight. For some of you, it's intimacy, because your wife's version of intimacy is once a month conjugal visits and y'all share a bed every night. And you like, yo, I ain't sign up for that. But you still have to stick with it. You still have to work to figure it out. For some of us, it's money, finances, economics. You have not invested the time to make managing your money, making money, and making money work for you a valid everyday part of your life. So living paycheck to paycheck or in debt, talking to debt collectors consistently, or having a low credit score is something that you live with. Or maybe it's the unpaid bills keeping you up at night. No one taught you how to do these things. So without knowing it, instead of attacking it, you kind of shy away from facing what you have to grow through. Well, I'm going to skip health and nutrition, because for some of us, that's what it is. It's health and it's nutrition. You're like, what's wrong with being a little overweight? What's wrong with eating the snacks? It's grandma's cooking. I got to eat it. I can't tell grandma no. You know, or I heard yesterday, I'm a carnivore. I'm supposed to eat meat with everything. Bruh, your bacon has bacon on it. Bruh, chill. I'm a carnivore, though. Well, you didn't kill that. Why are you eating it? I ain't judging, though. I'm just challenging you to think. Guys, especially in the area of health and nutrition, we know we can do better, especially around nutrition. We know we can do better. So let's commit to that. Excuses and lack of training will not empower you to finish whatever missions you have to finish. Here's the other extreme. Overtraining doesn't guarantee that you'll finish your mission. See, you have to tap into that space between training and what you have to do. I'm telling you, and that space is beyond uncomfortable, but it's that uncomfortable progress that will allow you to profit in ways that you never dreamt existed. Now, here's the one thing I remember the most about that mission. If you've ever had to downshift a one-ton vehicle while going downhill around a corner, you'll quickly realize there's no class for that. You have to feel your way through the gears as you allow that engine to slow the truck down enough so you can make that turn. Beyond nerve-wracking. Plus, you have so much ammunition and demolition in the car that if you bump anything funny, it's still a wrap. again, and that's at 100 miles per hour. Question to you is, what do you need to feel your way through without allowing the way you feel to affect the way you flow?
The opportunity you are looking for will sometimes disguise itself as work. I don't believe in free time. I believe in work, because that is where the opportunity really is. Think about some of the best things in your life. Work was definitely a part of them. Your house, your company, that vacation you recently took, your relationships, they all required work. I want you to think about today, this week, what is your next best opportunity? Will that opportunity find you working? Children typically hate work, but they love opportunities. We're not children. My book of faith says, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk leads only to poverty.
The Bernard Bergen Podcast is brought to you by BernardBergen.com. Visit for more on human performance insights and results coaching.